News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ronan McGreevy is with us. He is Irish Times journalist and historian. He's going to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that we may not have seen, or get some analysis on those that we have. Starting with, we were talking about this yesterday, about the Rotunda and plans for maternity services, how under pressure they are. They're now at loggerheads with the minister over public-only consultants having private patients. How does that work?
Yeah, well, if you cast your mind back, this public-only consultants was some the negotiations for this went on for years and years and years. And the idea was that, as it says on the tin, basically that public-only consultants would only treat public patients and they wouldn't have private patients. But there was an extraordinary admission at the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday from Professor Sean Daly, the master of the Rotunda, that that there are public-only consultants doing private work on the grounds of the Rotunda, which is against the very contracts that they signed up for 2 years ago. So apparently the Minister for Health, she says she's not happy about the situation, but the question is, what's she going to do about it? Why is this practice continuing when it is clearly stated that public-only consultants are public-only consultants?
And when it was such a battle and so much upheaval to get the public-only consultant contract to be in existence in the first place, it was seen as a major success in terms of actual lowering of waiting lists and delivery of public service.
Yes, and it was supposed to be the key part of Sláintecare, which was the end of this two-tier system whereby private and consultants were doing private and public work on in public hospitals. The question is here, what is going to happen here? Because the HSC said that it is clearly against the policies that are set out in the public-only consultant contract. So I think the public are entitled to ask, what are they going to do about it?
Meanwhile, Simon Harris is promising the biggest overhaul of one-off housing rules in decades. Is this a U-turn dressed up as something else?
I think it absolutely is. I think the... You know, the special policy in this country has been against one-off rural housing for a long time. Basically, the government wants people clustered in towns and villages. It's easier to supply services, it's cheaper, it's better for the environment, etc. But it has always caused huge resentment in rural Ireland, you know, where you got a plot of land from your father, your mother, and you built on it. And that has been really cut back in recent years. And it's been a big source of resentment, and it has been raised again and again with by rural TDs, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So yesterday, Taoiseach Simon Harris said it's going to make it a lot easier for families to build one-off homes, and there'll be removed the cap on the number of homes that may be built on farm holdings. And I think this could be I wouldn't call it a game changer, but it could lead to a lot more housing being built, one-off housing being built. A lot of people don't like it. They think it leads to ribbon development. But what it does in terms of the state, it means that there's going to be a lot more private housing, which takes the pressure off the state to build more of them.
And of course, I assume the environment, not the natural environment, but the social environment is radically different now thanks to things like hybrid working. There are possibilities of people to sustain work in those areas that they might not have been able to 10 or 15 years ago.
Exactly. And you go to any county in Ireland and people say, why can't I build, you know, on my own land? So I think this could potentially make a difference.
Lastly, an interesting one in terms of the openness of somebody in a public position. Kevin Boxer-Moran, TD, is urging men to speak up about mental health issues, but he's talking about his own suicide attempt.
Yes, he did. He was at the launch of a government suicide strategy yesterday, 10-year plan, and he actually basically brought it back to himself, saying that he 10 years ago he was in a very, very bad place, and he went through an awful lot of difficulties in his life. And you know, he did contemplate suicide at one stage, and he spoke at a press conference yesterday where he said the most daunting thing, he was going up to talk about this in the Late Late Show, was trying to explain to his own two sons why he nearly took his life. And he said that, you know, there shouldn't be a stigma attached to people who are, you know, who feel suicidal, and that obviously, you know, there are counselling services available. The good news, though, is that the number of people who are taking their own lives in Ireland, I mean, one is too many, but it's a third less than it was in recent years, which I think is a good thing.
Ronan, thank you very much. That is Ronan McGreevy, Irish Times journalist and historian. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.